This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast version of Ben and Woods. Thanks for finding us wherever you are, radio.com, downloading the radio.com app, or, of course, you can listen to us on your smart speaker, and make sure you subscribe so you get our content every single day.
Absolutely. And there's lots of other podcasts from other hosts here in the building and here at 97.3. Make sure to check those out as well. But right now, back to Ben and Woods.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah! Welcome back to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. It's good to be here on a Friday. It's been a long week, but a good week. I've had some fun this week. We've had some various guests hanging out, filling in. Got AJ Cassavell in right now, filling in for Ben Higgins. Welcome, AJ. We've got the Hammer in here right now. We've got Paulie Reindl, our executive producer, keeping everything afloat. And we've got our Tier 1 takeover as well. And our boy Chill Myers, you'll know him from Twitter, at Chill Myers, good dude in here hanging out with us today. We do this every Friday. So if you want to be a part of that, just go sign up on our website, 973thefansd.com. Click on the on-air tab. Then you'll go to Ben and Woods. And you gotta, it takes a second, but just figure it out. It's not
really easy.
It's not super hard to do. And we'll get in touch with you and bring you in. You get to see how, I hate this phrase, but you'll get to see how the sausage is made. I don't like that phrase. We don't make sausage, but that's kind of an old bit, right? You guys have heard that before.
Yeah,
it's not a Ben Higgins booby prize type situation. But apparently on the line, we have a very special guest from Tokyo.
We're 1 week out.
1 week away from the big old media, new media showdown at Pechanga Arena. It'll be a halftime of the soccer's game. And my counterpart, he's the captain of the new media team. His name, he's also under an alias, H.J. Preller. Welcome to the program.
Calling from Tokyo?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, too, man. How are you? No cursing, please. You keep it clean. I don't want to dump you. I mean, I'm already going to dump you next Friday, but...
Woods, I hope you've stocked up on Bengay for the old media team.
I have very special creams that I've gotten from the Padres spring training facility. So the creams that I have...
You still have that?
You can't... I still have it. I use it every day. You can't buy the creams that I have. You have to get that. You have to know people. And that's one of the benefits, again, of being in old media.
It's a sad scene that the old media team needs to rely on performance-enhancing drugs to have any chance against the new media team.
Well, let me know when we're breaking any rules. Because, again, I haven't seen any rules come out for PED testing. You asked me on Twitter if I'm going to do urine tests. I said, no, I'll actually be providing amphetamines to my team. So, again,
it's my coach right there.
One of the perks of being an old media.
Look, I'm not going to lie. The only reason I'm here in Japan is to try to find some... cutting edge performance enhancing drugs for the new media team. So.
Hey,
they got some great eye drops.
Will you do me a favor? I'm not joking. Can you grab me like 10 bottles of the Japanese eye drops? They sell them in the store there. I think they're called Roto.
They sell that at CVS. The Japanese ones
the
are
Japanese
like caffeine
ones. Yeah, they're incredible. I will pay you, and I will pay you for them if you could bring me home some Japanese eye drops. I'm not joking, by the way.
Look, I would love to do that, but like, I'm currently looking at the street scene here, and I have no idea what any of the stores sell here. I have no idea what any of the people are talking about. If I could buy the eye drops, I would, but I have no chance of ever finding them here.
They're not talking about the big Tommy Pham and Hunter Renfro trade over there?
You know, They could be, but
you would have no idea. You'd have no idea if they were, actually. What are you doing over in Tokyo, by the way?
Tokyo is a work trip.
Okay.
And I'm extending it through the weekend, but it is the weirdest. Like, I'm a world traveler, I guess, but, like, this is the weirdest place I've ever been.
I've heard the same. I've had friends that have gone over there. They're like, bro, it's bananas. It's just bananas. There's people everywhere. My room is the size of a closet. It's not all about the creature comforts over there. And, well, it's good to hear.
And look, I'm not the...
Oh, go ahead.
Like, I'm kind of tall for the U.S.
Yeah.
Like, it is very refreshing to feel that I'm the tallest person in an entire country while I'm walking through here.
Ben Higgins would be a giant. He's 6 foot five. Like, he
people would
be,
pause to take pictures with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, they would. And they'd ask me if he plays basketball and stuff and if he can dunk, which he totally can't. I bet you $50. I bet you he couldn't touch a net.
No, I don't. Not a chance.
I bet you couldn't get the net. H.J. Preller, your squad is looking good. I will admit, you know, you guys do have more players than we do, so that's obviously a benefit. I'd like to make the rosters even. I may talk to Craig Elston, try to get an exemption and get A.J. Cassavell on my team. You know, AJ is...
Pick AJ.
Okay, good. And who will you then get?
I'll pick Marver.
All right, fine. I got Cassavell. You got Marver. We'll work that out on the air.
I haven't committed to this yet.
Well, if you can make it.
Okay.
All right, if you can make it, then you're more than welcome to play on old media.
I'm just curious. I mean, I'm just curious. What are AJ's plans that are more important than participating on the old media? And to be honest, AJ's really new media.
No, he's not. He's old media.
I think I'm in the middle media.
You're in middle media, but where are you right now? Old
at
media.
A radio station.
At a radio station. And we've just signed him to be our insider. So he's old media officially. He's going to get a paycheck from Entercom, and that officially makes him old media. So, but yeah.
Meanwhile, Ryan Phillips is begging for a place on the new media team, even though he took a paycheck.
He has a hurt ankle, or else
we don't
he would
want
beg.
Him.
Yeah, we don't want him.
Not
we don't want
Eli
Ryan Phillips.
Manning haircut.
Yeah. SEC look. Well, HJ, we're looking forward to the match. We will play dirty, just so you know. We will be on amphetamines, more than likely.
I can't wait.
My squad, Greenies in the coffee, the whole thing. So I look forward to seeing you, and we can be friends after the match. And let's just get this thing going. I'm ready to get it on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to deploying our victory cameo after we crush you.
That actually may be worth us throwing the game to see a victory cameo. Thanks for checking in all the way from Tokyo, my counterpart, H.J. Preller, and we will be moving on to more serious topics on the Ben and Woods program this morning. Now, did you guys see the Twitter thing that has been going around? It's kind of funny. What are the things you can say during baseball and sex? Intercourse, should I say? I don't know. I mean,
sex is better than intercourse.
You guys seen this going around? It's been going around like crazy.
Yeah, it's an internet
thing. It's an internet thing. And I like to bring the internet thing to the radio sometimes. I didn't even think of this, but somebody last night on Twitter posted the question, hey, what are things you can say while listening to Ben and Woods and having intercourse at the same time? And we thought, well, who better to let people know what those things are than our very own beloved Ben Higgins.
It's just so big and bushy and black, and
that's something that you could say.
If you're horny, let's do it.
D's nuts.
All right, Ben. Poor guy gets killed even on his day off.
Carnal relations.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Booby prize.
All right.
Ben.
Open wide.
Oh, my God. Ben Higgins. Dirty, dirty SOB.
I don't really like getting sweaty and dirty.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Girl, you working with some ass. Yeah. Happy ending.
There are thousands of these, AJ. Thousands.
Tell your mom she still owes me money.
Oh, my God. Deviant. He's a deviant. I
told Boobs.
You. Yep.
There's a lot of other ones.
Don't do this.
Stop. Hematite. That is something you could say listening to Ben and Woods and having sex.
Totally. Real or fake?
Real or fake, yeah.
Money shot.
All right, Ben. That is it's way over the top.
I'll pull it out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We have to stop. We're going to get in trouble by the FCC. I don't know why I ever care about getting in trouble. I'm supposed to be the one that doesn't care. And
Cooter.
Oh, my God, Ben. All right, we need to move on. AJ Cassavell is not.
He's like, what am I doing?
Why am I here with these slap Ds this morning?
Buttocks.
I get put on this slap D radio station with these guys. No,
blame it on the Henry.
I've blamed it on the Henry many a night. That is true. Thank you, Ben Higgins, for your contribution to that.
If you're horny, let's do it.
And no, we will need to get more serious because I feel like it's a big day in the Padres baseball world today. I know that some people, I'm looking at Twitter still. Look, there's the people that if we signed Mike Trout today, they would complain. If we traded for Mike Trout, they would say that we gave up too much. There are those people that are out there. They're just there, and I don't know that you'll ever really be able to sway them, even if you get one out away from a World Series championship. I just don't think they're ever going to be happy until maybe the flag is raised. I can't do a show for those guys. I don't know what to do. I'm not going to come on and rail on every move. If they made a dumb move, I would rail on a dumb move. I don't think this was a dumb move.
Yeah, this is not going to win them the World Series.
Correct.
But I said this earlier, and I'll reiterate it. I think every time you trade with the Rays, who are a smart organization who makes good trades repetitively, you need to ask yourself, why are they making this trade?
Yeah.
The Rays, on paper, it looks like the Padres got a lot better for 2020 and 2021. So what are they giving up that the Rays were willing to let them do that? And I would be hesitant, but I would also understand that here's where the Rays are coming from. They just got two guys who have lots of years of team control.
Yep.
They have Hunter Renfrow, who's a pretty good player, who's not Tommy Pham's level. And they have Xavier Edwards, who might not have fit with the Padres anyway. And so here we are. It might be a trade that works out for both organizations.
Well, yeah, and you talk about control. I mean, you know the Rays are not going to pay Tommy Pham in 2 years. They're just not.
They didn't want to pay him this year.
They didn't want to pay him this year.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense fiscally for them. They are a very fiscally conscious organization. The Padres are also, I believe, they're fiscally conservative at times, but we heard Peter Seidler right here on this radio station with Coach the other day say, yeah, we got a budget. We're also, we have flexibility. We can rip up that budget anytime we want to if it makes sense for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing you can say is that, I wish I knew the real number, AJ, and I'm sure none of us do. How many times has AJ Preller walked into Ron Fowler's office and says, I want him, and Fowler said no? Like, no, not it's not going to happen. I'm not laying out for that. I mean, how many times? Because lately, doesn't feel like that's happened a lot. I mean, AJ Preller has spent some money, not insignificant money either, to bring in guys like Brian Mitchell, Ian Kinsler, Chase Headley. Like, that's a lot of dough for guys that didn't really work out.
Cost the team a lot of money.
And cost the team a lot of money. So I know that people love to point fingers and you love to, you know, this ownership group needs to do this and AJ Preller needs to do that. I really wonder how many times Preller has come and said, hey, I want to go get blank this pitcher. I mean, look what they gave Garrett Richards a ton of money for 1 year, essentially.
I think if you look at what Preller's done and the guys that he's brought in for that money, some of them have worked out, some of them haven't worked out, some of them we don't know, like Garrett Richards. I think you can look at that and say ownership's giving him a lot of leash to do what he wants to do.
How could you disagree with that?
Now, if AJ Preller walks in and says, I want Anthony Rendon for second base,
right,
maybe you say no then,
right,
because, I mean, it's not AJ's money, it's ownership's money,
right,
and that's not necessarily a fit that makes any sense, and Rendon probably wouldn't do that, yada, yada, yada. But AJ Preller's been given a lot of leash to build the team his way, and he's done a lot of really good things. He's done a lot of really questionable things, and it's just going to be interesting to see how it kind of all meshes up. And he's kind of in that stage of roster building where the talent in-house is really good. It's really young. Now how do you piece together the fringes of a roster and some of the kind of key sticking points of a lineup?
If you had right now, if they came to us and they said, all right, guys, we're going to do one more move. One more, and it's going to be a big one. Okay, I'd say take Cole out. Cole's going to be the highest price. Like, take Cole and Strasburg out. They're done. They're signed. All right, they're out. They come to us and they say, all right, fans, we're going to give you one more position that you can fill. What is it for you?
One more position?
Yeah, we're gonna get one more guy for what position?
Outfield.
Outfield.
If it's not Cole and Strasburg.
Yeah,
then
if it's not
outfield.
Cole and Strasburg, I'm right there with you. I am go get a badass outfielder. Go get a badass. Like Tommy Pham's, he's a really good outfielder, but go get somebody that is going to, you know, I don't want to say Mookie Betts. That would be, I think, a dumb, short-sighted move, even though he's amazingly brilliant and an MVP and makes the Padres infinitely better. He's got 1 year left.
Yeah,
one
and this
year.
isn't lining up for 2020.
Correct.
It's, I mean, 2020 should be a year the Padres take a significant step, and Preller's making the moves to kind of go in that direction, but this isn't about winning in
2020. Yeah, it's about winning more.
Not
but it's not about winning it all in 2020. And that's, I think, look, that's a tough pill for a lot of Padre fans to swallow. And I totally, totally understand that. Coming up next, man, we've got this biggest fan contest is like, it's crazy. The amount of stuff we will give you takes me about 45 minutes to read all of the actual things that we'll give you. So the other cool thing we did with that is we call a name. That person has 10 minutes to call back in. If they don't call in, you listening can call in and win the whole prize. So make sure you're listening for that. That's coming up next. We will also get to Don't Do This. Does anybody have any Don't Do Thys? I've got Blake Snell. I'd like to replay that if you missed that audio earlier.
That was mine.
He wasn't very happy about the Tommy Pham trade. We'll play that audio for you next. Let's get a quick check of traffic with Kelly Danick first.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Be there or be square.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Ben and Woods, brought to you by your San Diego Honda dealers. Take advantage of the end-of-the-year offers on your favorite Honda model. Your San Diego Honda dealers ready to wrap up a deal you'll love at their Happy Honda Day sales event. Visit sdhondadealers.com. They also sponsor Real or Fake. They're also going to be sponsoring our coverage at the winter meetings. We are really excited about that. We did just get a text from our co-host, Ben Higgins.
Not happy.
It says, that was a fun segment to listen to on the way to school. Eye roll. Hey.
Hooter research.
Yeah. Things that you say while listening to Ben and Woods, also having intercourse.
Like we wouldn't have done that if he was here.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, okay, well, I mean, if you were here, we're still doing that bit, whether you like it or not. There's no question about it. All right, is everybody ready for this?
Yeah. We have about 6 minutes before we got to go to break.
AJ, if you need to go get coffee or water or run to your car.
I have coffee.
Or, you know, file your taxes. You can do that because I have to tell everybody what they can win. Here we go. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, listen for your name to be called and call us back in 10 minutes to win a family four-pack of tickets to the 97.3 The Fan Takeover Night on Friday, December 13th during the SeaWorld Christmas Celebration presented by Sprint. Experience over 1 million lights in the all-new shows and attractions like the Sesame Street Christmas Village, the Winter Wonderland on Ice Show, and the Cirque Christmas Show. If you call back in time, you'll also be entered to win our grand prize, the perfect Christmas gift, a Barry Manilow Vegas getaway that includes two VIP tickets to see Manilow perform at the International Theater, the Westgate Las Vegas. Dinner for two at the Edge Steakhouse, plus a Serenity Spa experience. Make sure to sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to enter. But that's not all. To kick off the holiday season, we're adding a holiday bonus pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour featuring Michael McDonald. The North Island Credit Union in September. You can win them before they go on sale on December 6th. That was yesterday? Today. Right?
Today.
Today. All right. And you can get those at livenation.com. So again, coming up, we're going to say the name here in a little bit. Listen for your name.
Don't do this.
I'm absolutely exhausted. All right, don't do this. That's what we're doing here, Paul.
Yeah.
I've got an interesting one. You heard of Antoine Woods. He plays for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, he was arrested for weed. Now, he's in Texas. They're not California, but there's a police report. He's being accused. This is kind of terrible. He was being accused of tampering with evidence because, well, he allegedly put his lit joint in a water bottle as he was pulled over. So you're driving around. You're smoking a joint. The cop pulls you over. What are you supposed to do? You know you're going to jail. They can smell weed. You've got weed in the car. Are you supposed to sit there with that? Like, hey, you know what? You caught me. Here's the rest of my joint. No, he put it out in the water bottle next to him. He's going to get in trouble for the weed. He's also going to get in trouble for tampering. That might don't do this is for the cops. They're also going to bust him for tampering with evidence. What's he supposed to do?
That doesn't seem like the right charge
at all. So, again, They found a ton of weed in his car. Actually, not that much. Just a couple ounces, no big deal. And it's two mason jars of weed and a small gold cylinder of weed. He really likes weed a lot. And he did put that lit joint in the water bottle, so he's going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Don't do this.
Antoine Woods. Go ahead, Paulie.
Well, I didn't know you were going to do that one. Are we going to do our pal from ESPN, or did we want to do the follow-up on yesterday's?
You can do the follow-up on yesterday. That's fine.
So Tim Ryan, 49ers broadcaster, he was suspended for the next game after making a insensitive comment about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't have the audio pulled up, but he was talking about how it's hard to see the ball.
He said,
"The dark uniform and the dark
skin of Lamar Jackson." He said, "Man, you cannot see that ball." He goes back, and he's got dark skin, and the ball's wet, and the dark uniform. He's like, he really hides the ball well. You didn't need the skin part, and I think people got upset about that. And he was suspended a game, and he did apologize. And again, I heard, and I didn't think he was being malicious at all, but it was just a poor choice of words, which happens to the best of us at times.
Yeah, with players and a bunch of other members of the 49ers staff yesterday, Richard Sherman was very vocal about it. He said, "Look, I know Tim personally, and I've listened to the dialogue and saw it written, and honestly, I wasn't as outraged as everybody else." So it looks like all is well in the Bay Area.
That's good. That is a good thing, man. And again, it's like, hey, you can make a mistake. What do you do to try to correct it? You know, if you say something insensitive, if you do something insensitive, you try to go back and make it right. I know it's less accepted these days to actually forgive somebody and move on. That's not really the way things work anymore, unfortunately. But that's really, that's all he can do. That's all he can do. He can't take back what he said, but he can learn from it and do better the next time.
Yeah, educate yourself and be better.
It's all you can do.
We all mess up.
We've all done it. No one is a perfect human being. Blake Snell wishes he could go back in time a little bit. If you missed this yesterday, we've been talking all morning about the Tommy Pham trade. Now, Tommy Pham was not a fan of playing in Tampa Bay, but apparently he and Blake Snell were very, very close. So Blake Snell last night is eating what I can only picture in my head is a giant, like, I think he put, I would say, two Reese's peanut butter cups whole in his mouth, and he's playing an online video game. He's streaming himself on Twitch, which I still will never understand, but he will do it, and he's doing it last night when the trade comes down.
We give a fam up for Renfro and a damn slap prospect?
We gave up fam. For Renfro and a slap D prospect.
Don't do this.
That slap D prospect was Xavier Edwards. Now, there are already shirts being made this morning.
Yeah.
On the back. I swear to God, I didn't do that on purpose. I did not do that on purpose. On the back of the shirt, it says slap D prospect.
Xavier Edwards should wear that shirt when he meets Blake Snell.
There's no doubt that he's got to go in day one.
I've heard Xavier Edwards is a really good dude, too.
Is he?
And yeah, he might be willing to play along.
I'm wondering if, and I think that's the only way to do it. Now, if I'm Blake Snell this morning, I'm feeling like a little bit of a jerk, but I would dig, try to get Xavier's number. I would call him personally and say, "Dude, I'm sorry. Fam's my guy. I'm an idiot. I just looked up your numbers. You're a good player."
And that might be what happens.
And that's probably what's going to happen. So
I will say, and I don't like, I go out of my way to try and not seem old or sound old,
yeah,
or like see things that are happening and the way the world's evolving and like seem out of touch. But why do they need to stream themselves playing video games?
I will never understand it. Thank you so much, AJ. I will never understand it.
Like, isn't the whole point of video games?
Yeah. To just play video games.
Yeah, to not be in the rest of the world, just kind of zone into that video game.
I don't get it.
Don't Do This, presented by Hamul Casino. Winning excitement has a new name, Hamul Casino, San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely entertaining place to play. Just 20 minutes from downtown Highway 94 to Campo Road.
Yeah, I will never understand that phenomenon either. But, hey, listen, to each their own. Coming up next here on Ben and Woods, we will be joined by Colin Wilson from the Action Network. I've got my pen. I've got my paper. You should do the same. Let's make our picks for the weekend. Some really big college football games. It's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday. I'm sure I'll be at a Christmas extravaganza of some sort. But I really would like a chance to watch some of these games.
I'll be sitting on my couch watching college football.
Aren't you lucky? Will your wife call my wife and Tell her how it's done. Coming up next on Ben and Woods. About to talk some college football. Maybe make some money on the side as well if you're into things like that. Firstly, we're going to be talking to Colin Wilson from the Action Network, but let's get a quick check of traffic with Kelly Danick. We'll be right back. Thank you, Kelly Danick, and it's our pleasure to be joined by our friend Colin Wilson from the Action Network. Yeah, what a weekend for college football. What a weekend to maybe, like, I don't know, try to catch up a little bit from the season that's been. AJ Cassavell, I'm down a little in this season as far as money goes, but hey, there's always more games to bet on, and that's why we've got Colin on. Colin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, and we're only about 2 weeks away from bowls that feature MAC teams, Sun Belt teams, yes, teams you've never heard of before. Yeah. So, I mean, if you can't get your money down on like a Dollar General bowl, then you know.
I feel like once the regular season ends in, for college football, I don't really bet on the smaller bowls. I bet on the big ones just because I know for a fact I'm going to be sitting there watching it. And why not put a $20 down on one of these bigger teams? But so obviously the games this weekend are, they're massive. And I've looked at a couple and thought to myself, I definitely am going to take that. I mean, I look at LSU, and I don't know where you wanted to start, but, you know, I look at LSU, and that's just a massive game and a brilliant team. And right now I've got them laying 7 against Georgia. How do you feel about big, massive rivalry games like this?
Generally, they start off slow, and then there's a flurry of points at some point in the game, and that's exactly how Georgia plays. Georgia's been very, I'd say, conservative, vanilla on offense. Their play calling has been run when they're in standard downs, pass, you know, maybe when they're in passing downs, or at least keep running the ball. And there's not been a lot of points that have been scored in Georgia games, especially in the first half, and that's just a trait of Kirby Smart. He's one of the best second-half adjusters in the nation. So with this game, I definitely like a first half under, and I like LSU to be in the lead because of the suspensions at wide. The suspension at wide receiver for Georgia, and they've lost their top target to surgery. He's doubtful for the rest of the year, and DeAndre Swift has a banged up shoulder, and that really makes me a little bit worried about his ball protection this weekend. Kirby Smart was trying to play coy about that, but as a fan of college football, this Georgia LSU game is monstrous because Joe Brady is the passing game coordinator for LSU, and he's responsible for this huge turnaround. He was with the New Orleans Saints last year, and this name Joe Brady is going to be on the tip of every NFL, you know, GM, college football athletic director. This is going to be the hottest name on the market for a job.
All right, you heard it here first. Joe Brady here on Ben and Woods. AJ Castell, what do you think about that?
Joe Brady's a former, I think, Penn State assistant.
Oh, you're Penn State guy.
He's brilliant. Look what he did with LSU. I guess where I would take it from there is there any way this Georgia team with kind of the inhibitions that you just mentioned can hang with LSU points wise because of what they've done? I know their defense is borderline elite, but LSU, no one stopped them all season. What's to lead you to believe that they might be slowed down this weekend or maybe going forward in the playoff?
Yeah, I'll say that Georgia's defense is elite, and they are the number one unit. They are number one unit in the country, especially in the secondary. And they're number one in a stat category called finishing drives. And what finishing drives is an extension of red zone. Finishing drives looks at the points that you put up past the 40-yard line. Georgia's number one in the country. I think people are averaging 3.55 points past the 40-yard line. So this is going to be a tremendous battle of the best offense in college football against the best defense. And I think Kirby Smart is, and Joe Brady going against each other, Kirby Smart's going to throw dime, nickel. He's going to move corners and safeties and just kind of camouflage everything that he's going to do. And it's going to take a while. And that plays into the first half under two. It's going to take a while for these two, Joe Brady and Kirby Smart, to see multiple drives against each other before they figure out what works.
We are talking to Colin Wilson from the Action Network, as we do every Friday at this time. It's kind of our last chance to get our picks in before the Saturday and Sunday games. And I'm looking at every week. I feel like I do this with Clemson. I'm like, that spread's way too big. There's no, and then I'm like, why wouldn't I take friggin' Clemson? They won by 40 or whatever. And the spread on this game, Clemson against Virginia, 28.5. Clemson's playing a little bit with a chip on their shoulder, manufactured by their head coach or not, it doesn't really matter. They want to prove that they belong. What do you feel about a game with that big of a spread?
Completely manufactured by Dabo.
100%.
Yeah, the media is against us. We must go out and prove. I mean, come on. Nobody's dropping you from anywhere. And as a matter of fact, all the media can say is nobody wants to play Clemson in the playoff. I mean, that's all everybody says.
Right. So,
this game, I power rate it 30. But, I mean, there are other strong power rating systems out there that people trust that make this a lot lower, like make it around 21 or 20. But let's just break this down real quick. Bryce Perkins is a one-man show for Virginia. And the entire offense runs through him. If he's not having a good day, Virginia's not scoring any points. And this Clemson defensive line is one of the best in the nation, up there with Georgia, maybe the two best in the nation. And they are really good at shutting down dual threat quarterbacks. And I just don't expect Bryce Perkins to have any success whatsoever against the Clemson defense. You turn that around on the other side of the ball, Virginia has just been stung by injuries in the secondary. They lost Bryce Hall, who's going to be an NFL defensive back. They lost him mid-October. And it's just kind of been musical chairs of cornerbacks and safeties all moving around since then. And Trevor Lawrence is on fire right now. I mean, he wasn't too hot the first three, four games of the season, but he's on fire right now. I think 19 straight TDs without an interception. And he's just going to chew that Virginia secondary apart. So when it comes to the point spread, I actually make it 30. And I don't think you should look at one power rating system or another. You should just realize that Dabo has an axe to grind. And he's got a secondary he can take advantage of. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
This is really good stuff from Colin Wilson from the Action Network. And Colin, moving to the NFL this week, how do you feel about some of the games that are out there? There's a couple I look at. And, you know, the Niners and Saints, that to me, the Niners just, you know, they got – yeah, beat pretty good by Lamar Jackson and the Browns. I know they'll have something to prove, but hard to bet against Drew Brees at home. I mean, they're only laying 2 points in New Orleans. What do you feel about that one?
Yeah, I completely agree here. There's a lot of public money, and there's a lot of just ticket count and money in general all on the Niners. And it's a professional team. I mean, this plays in college football. This angle plays in college football, but in the NFL, it takes multiple weeks before you kind of pay attention to this. But San Francisco had a primetime game against Green Bay where, you know, they looked excellent. They went and played the Baltimore Ravens. That's another high-profile game. And then here we go again, right, you know, the Saints going into play at the Superdome is just a whole other animal that they have to deal with. At the meantime, New Orleans is sitting back getting plenty of rest, and they're going to be playing at home here. They took that really embarrassing loss to the Atlanta Falcons. And then now they've won three straight, and they look like they're just right back on track to you know, win this game, be the number one seed in the NFC. I really like the Saints in this game. They're the more rested team. They can get the ball down. I think they're going to have way more success offensively than Green Bay was able to get. So I'm a backer of the Saints here. And if this number wants to drop from 2.5 down to 1, I'll happily scoop it up.
That's excellent. And I guess I jumped the gun on the NFL. AJ Castavel, my co-host for the day, had one more college game he wanted to run by you.
Well, yeah, it's not necessarily a game. I kind of wanted to go maybe bigger picture a little bit because we were talking about how Clemson, like, no one wants to face Clemson.
Right.
And I don't think anyone would argue if – I don't think anyone would argue if Clemson ends up being the number three seed, assuming LSU and Ohio State win.
Correct.
Because they have the better resumes. But bigger picture – who is the scariest team among those three in terms of the way you guys view it? Because
it
might be Clemson, even if they end up falling to number three.
I'm gonna throw you guys a curveball because I think Clemson would beat LSU and I think Clemson would beat Ohio State. But
wow.
I'll throw you guys a curveball.
Okay.
The team that can make the most disruption in the college football playoff is Utah.
Wow.
And I'm really mixed emotions about this because I think the committee has completely taken Baylor and rocket shipped them up into the top 10. I mean, they beat a 6-5 Texas team and they moved up 5 spots. And I think the reason for that is so that they could come back here on Sunday, take OU and put them over Utah and say, well, they just beat Baylor again. Look how good Baylor is. And I think that's all just manure. You know, I think that's what's going to happen. But if Utah gets into the college football playoffs, that defense is an SEC defense. That pressure that they bring, they can get to Justin Fields. Ohio State has one of the worst offensive lines as far as sack rate goes. Utah is going to be all over Justin Fields. Their secondary will be able to handle any passing game. They're good against the rush. I think Utah is the wrench that could ruin everything in all these people's dreams of Ohio State and Clemson playing in the national title game or Ohio State and LSU. Because, I mean, Utah is built for this, and people just aren't paying attention to them because they're on the West Coast.
Yeah, wow. That's exactly right. I mean, that's the chaos that I think we all, you know, if you don't have a dog in the fight per se, and I was really tired of seeing my Irish get into the playoffs and just get whacked. So I'm actually going to be able to enjoy the college football playoffs and pray for some chaos. And this weekend, too, I want to see a couple of teams upset or get close to being upset.
What Championship Saturday is
that's
for.
That's what it's for. It's going to be a great day. And Colin, as usual, always appreciate your insight. It's the best in the business. We really appreciate you jumping on with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, man. Yeah, this is what I do, AJ. Every week when we have him on the phone, usually Ben is kind of leading it, and I'm over here plugging in my bets. And that's exactly what I just did. And I did take Clemson at 28.5. I haven't bet on them all year. And every like Sunday, I'm like, why didn't I bet on them?
I don't think there's any number that's too high for Clemson against the Coastal Division. Anyone in that other division that's just garbage.
And I'm just like, all right, smart guy. Let's actually try to make some money this weekend. And I believe the same about LSU. I know Georgia's defense is elite, but LSU, God.
He was a little on Georgia there.
Yeah, he was.
I just think that, like, the way the rules are constructed now and the way offenses are kind of favored, I think a good offense beats a good defense now.
I yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, we'll see on Saturday.
The only thing I think is, like, I think LSU knows if they lose, they're still in. You know, and that
which
maybe
is true.
There's something
Georgia
that,
needs it.
And Georgia needs it more, so I don't
that's
know.
That's the chaos we're rooting for. The biggest chaos I want to have happen is for a bunch of those teams to lose.
Yep.
So that then there's like a question of
Ohio
State loses and does a two-loss Wisconsin get in or something weird like that.
I'm for it, too. But at the end
we never usually get that on Championship Saturday.
No.
But that's what I want to see.
I'm with you, too. But I do know at the end of the day what the rub there is. If there are four weird teams in the playoffs, I still want to. Like, it's the bummer, because I still want to see the elite, great teams.
Yeah.
Even if they had one stumble, I still want to see them playing for the national championship.
I want a mishmash, though.
Yeah.
Like, if Utah's earned it over Oklahoma, which I
put
think
them
they
in.
Have
yep.
over the course of the season,
that'd
I would
great.
Like, I don't, unless something weird happens this weekend where Utah barely squeaks one out and Oklahoma wins by 40, I think Utah deserves that number four spot.
No question about it.
I would like a good argument, though, so we can eventually get this thing to eight teams.
You and I both.
Little station plug, reminder, you will be able to listen to some college football right here on 97.3 The Fan tomorrow, Championship Saturday. We have a doubleheader, LSU and Georgia for the SEC title. That starts at 12:30, and then that game is followed by the Big Ten Championship game, Ohio State taking on Wisconsin. Now, Woodsy, there's something we do at this time every Friday. First, we have to read the biggest fan name, Michael McMurray.
Mike McMurray.
You are the winner. You have 10 minutes to call. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. You are today's biggest fan. If Michael doesn't call in the next 10 minutes, though, anybody listening right now, you can win. So stay tuned. But we had a lot of people that wanted to do AJ Reed's raps because Ben's not here.
He's not going to do that.
I'm not reading raps. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
See there. He wouldn't play his guitar. He's not reading raps.
I have standards.
But it's time for Ben Reed's raps.
Okay, Ben's not here. Should he call in and do it?
Time for the whitest man in America to spit some straight fire.
Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your
lights
out. We
do it every week.
Out.
Each week,
right.
Woods gives Ben lyrics from the world of rap and hip-hop to make him as uncomfortable as humanly possible. You're welcome, San Diego. It's Ben Reed's Raps on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not Ben Reed's Raps.
So I knew.
Ben's not here.
I knew. AJ wasn't. We weren't going to make him do it. And
right.
I knew he probably wouldn't
that,
want
guys.
To do
yeah.
it.
He wasn't going to do it.
But we still have to do this.
We have to do something.
I'm going to make you read something.
I'm not doing rap, so because it's not funny.
I'm going to make you read. I thought, should I make him read 21 Pilots? Or maybe like some
jumpsuit, cover
country
me.
Music?
Oh, pop country would be.
So Woodsy.
What do you got? Oh, look at that. I have to do this?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Read that.
Oh, God. Luke Bryan lyrics. Who's like the worst thing ever? Ever. Country girl, shake it for me. All right, I guess I'll just...
I couldn't agree more with that
it's
statement.
Just terrible. And I know there's guys right there, Luke Bryan's awesome, man. Y'all don't even know how many chicks are at that concert, man. It's not why you go. You go because you like Luke Bryan. And if you like Luke Bryan, then this is the kind of lyrics that you are supporting. You ready? Hey, girl, go on now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter.
Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. From the DJ spinning that country song, come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek.
Oh, my God.
Mother of God. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
God, that is just cringeworthy.
How does that guy...
Like, I've heard that song. It's so much worse when you just kind of isolate the lyrics.
It really is.
No, I don't think so. I think that was better than the actual song.
I don't know that I've ever heard this.
You've heard the song. It's not good.
Got a little boom in
my God. That's even worse. Holy crap.
Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love.
I wanna die.
Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox. It don't matter. Down on the tailgate.
He's gonna have sex with her on a toolbox? Or he wants her to shake it on the toolbox or on the tractor.
I don't think it matters. I think just throw a bunch of country words into it.
That's the whole thing. Is like, oh my God. I mean, look, I know we've got a country station here, and I'm sure that boss could be listening.
Hold on. Not all country music's like that.
No, I love country music.
I don't like most country music, almost all, but like, I'll give credit where it's due in some cases, but that's
100%.
That ain't it.
Willie Nelson is rolling over his grave, and he's not even dead yet because of that Luke Bryan song. That sucked, Paul, a lot. I don't know how we recover from that, but...
We talk about Tommy Pham.
Let's talk about Tommy Pham. I'm very excited about Tommy Pham being a San Diego Padre. Some of you are, some of you aren't. We'll get into that next. It's 97.3. The Fan. Shake it, country girl.
Mighty cow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.